This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's some research out today in the Journal of Ethnic and Racial Studies about Asian Americans, specifically the children of Asian immigrants, and how, and I'm speaking broadly here, but how their academic accomplishments, Asian Americans have the highest percentage of college graduates of any minority group. They are overrepresented at Ivy League schools as well. But how those realities, those accomplishments, don't always translate into their professional lives. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
Kathy Yen grew up in New York City. Her parents are from China and Taiwan. Yen did well in school and graduated from Barnard College with an economics degree. Then she moved to the Bay Area and had a series of accounting jobs, making one lateral move after another.
Kind of looking slowly for other opportunities, but it wasn't like, yeah, I'm definitely going to, if I stay here, I'll get to a management position.
Yen says many of her friends seem to be kind of stuck, too. Clearly, something had been lost in the transition between school and work. In school,
you take a test or you write a paper and you do well, and it's a little bit clearer as to what you need to do to kind of reach a high level of achievement.
The workplace? Not so clear. Jennifer Lee is a sociology professor at Columbia University and one of the authors of the new study.
There is a severe labor market disadvantage for Asians.
Lee says Asian American white-collar workers are the least likely group to be promoted into management. And those who get there often have greater qualifications than their white counterparts.
There seems to be something that we suspect is operating to depress their promotion rates.
That something is a lot of things, actually. One is a lack of Asian American mentors in high positions. Another is culture. Rosa Fontana is the daughter of Korean immigrants. She grew up in Southern California and says at home and in school, she was expected to be,
you know, respecting authority and not really speaking out as much.
Fontana, now 47, graduated from Cornell, then went to work as an aerospace engineer.
That was really a challenge when I went into the workforce, just like speaking out and challenging things, you know, even participating in meetings and, you know, voicing ideas.
And in corporate America, says career counselor Jane Hyun.
From the perception of other colleagues in the room, they may be thinking, oh, this person is just a yes man.
Hyun runs workshops on leadership, culture, and diversity for Fortune 500 companies. She's also the author of Breaking the Bamboo Ceiling, which focuses on career strategies for Asian Americans. Strategies that are familiar to Goodwin Liu, a California Supreme Court justice. He says Asian Americans are the largest minority group in law firms, but have the lowest ratio of partners to associates.
Advancement is based not just on how many hours you bill or how hard you work, but also it's based on a lot of intangible things, including sociability, including leadership skills, including executive presence.
Liu credits his own success in part to having a mentor early on who taught him those skills.
Things that traditionally have not been formally taught.
As for Kathy Yen, she's now a project manager in global business intelligence at one of the world's biggest tech companies. She says she would have liked to get to this point earlier in her career, but she's there now, and that's fine. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.